Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your drive-in helps drown out traffic, imagine what we'll do to your boss. Join us for 10 songs in a row every hour while you work today on Star 94.1.
Am I being bad radio right now? Do I have to power through? Do we just do all the feels and just move on?
Well, it depends on if you want to keep talking about it or not. Jeff was telling us about his brother, Big Dave, and everything going on with him. He wants to fly to the Philippines to meet a woman that he's met online and fallen in love with. Jeff believes it is the wrong thing to do. He's getting scammed. And Big Dave doesn't agree. And so they've been going back and forth on this, and it hasn't come to a head until Big Dave just booked his flight. So it's up to you. If you want to keep talking about Big Dave, let's keep talking about it. If you don't want to, then I'll just tell you to try to compartmentalize that. I've gotten good at that in the last several months, yes, compartmentalizing tough stuff going on in your life. And KMF.
Like, I've just really...
keep moving forward.
I've never truly been in a situation where I am afraid for someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am afraid of... like, I'm afraid of... I mean, it's a fear of someone's life. Like... obviously, when Reese gets sick or anybody gets very sick, an adult or a child, you're concerned about their well-being. But you also know that the people around them are putting them in the best possible care. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So
it wasn't a choice. They weren't choosing to put themselves in danger.
Right.
You feel like Dave's making the choice to put his life in danger.
Right. So the difference is...
you've tried to stop him.
Right.
And he won't listen.
But it's not that he just won't listen, that he's just not, like, it doesn't even, it's literally like having a conversation with, somebody was having a conversation with me and I said, boy, the sky is beautiful today, except all those clouds. And you look outside the window and you go, there's not one cloud in the sky. Like, yes, there is. And I don't budge on it. Like, that's what it is with Dave. Like, he just doesn't budge on it. And then the last phone call that we took when we talked about it a few minutes ago was a woman who had to be rescued by
the FBI.
Yeah, the FBI had to get involved, and she had to be rescued after she was kidnapped and held for ransom in the Philippines, which is legit the concern that I have for Dave.
Mm-hmm. He's putting his life in danger, his financial future in danger, and the financial future of your parents and you and anybody who loves Big Dave, because they could... you know, hold him for ransom.
Yeah. And he sent his email. And this is the only thing that really made me angry is he wrote in his email. He's like, and I'm telling you, and I'll also tell Dad, if something bad for me happens to me over there, don't worry. You guys don't have to do anything. What?
Right. That's impossible.
If something bad. So if I get a phone call from somebody over there who says, hey, we have Dave and you've got 7 days to come up with $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. I don't know how much people ask for. I don't know. I'm not Liam Neeson in Taken.
You don't know how it works.
Right. I don't know how it works. And somebody calls up. I'm going to go, oh, nope. I got an email from him. He said, don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not possible.
Sorry.
About what? About being distracted because your only brother on planet Earth is about to put himself in danger? Don't be sorry about that. Of course.
I don't know, but I feel like it doesn't follow the pattern of the show.
It's fine. We're allowed to break schedule. Guess what? It's called the Jeff and Jen Show.
I know, but like, you know, where we're all supposed to be like upbeat and happy. Catelyn?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was just thinking, you know, maybe he doesn't want to listen to you because you're family or, you know, anyone to do with him. Like, because he's thinking, oh, they're just thinking the worst. Maybe if he actually heard all these people and all their stories about, you know, hey, it's not a good idea. This is probably a scam. He might listen to them. Like, you know, when you listen to other people and you listen to what they're going through, mm-hmm. you take it in. Like, when you hear it from your brother or, you know, someone that you think is biased, I guess you should say, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm not listening to you, whatever. But hearing all these other people, you're like, oh my gosh, that really does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes it more real. He might just think that, you know, you don't want him to go because you know better, but he might also listen to different other people.
Well, his argument is always like, there are good stories that come out of the Philippines, and I know that. Like, I 1,000% know that. It is a beautiful country. I know people who have lived there. I know people who are married to people from the Philippines. I have no problem with the Philippines or traveling there. There's beautiful parts. Like, I have zero issue with the
Philippines. You're not a xenophobe.
Right.
You just think that he's getting scammed.
Because it follows the pattern of the scam. If this woman was in Cleveland, I would feel the same exact way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, it doesn't matter where it is. It just so happens that the part of the country he's going to and the origination of this, the same pattern that he's following.
And he understands that once he's an American traveling there, he follows their rules and laws, not ours.
Right. Hey, Lorena.
Hey, what if they meet in a middle ground?
I suggested that. I even offered to fly her here, but it's not possible to get a visa to come to the United States or to go somewhere else.
Really? No Asian country that they're like friends with? You know what I mean?
I could propose that to him, but I guarantee...
It's a smart idea.
It's a smart idea. And I will...
You know, they should be a safer country.
Sure.
And then you might be able to get some type of security to go with him kind of thing.
Hmm.
And then they meet there.
I just don't have security money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jamie in Douglasville thinks I'm being a jerk. Is that accurate?
I don't think you're being a jerk. I feel like he's a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
He has the right to make his own choice.
I know, and
I believe in trusting your instincts. I 100% understand where you're coming from. My brother-in-law moved to Denmark with a girl, lived there for 4 years, broke up with her, moved to Norway, fell in love with another girl, married her, and now just divorced her. They weren't even married a year. It's his choice. If he gets scammed, he gets scammed.
But
if
Jamie,
you don't
here's
support him and
but,
like.
But Jamie, here's the problem. I appreciate your passion, and I 100% agree with you. But here's where the issue comes from.
It's the scam.
The pattern that this has followed is the pattern of the scam. Steps one through whatever. And I know other people who have gone...
Been in love before? Like, has he ever been in a relationship before?
Yes.
Like, is he naive to a relationship?
No. She just got him. She got him.
Like,
so
it's his choice.
But the
he wants to go and get all. If he gets messed, it's his
but,
choice.
Okay, Jamie, I get that.
I get
that. But the problem is, his choice can then extend to me and my father. Because if he gets over there, part of the scam is they get you into a hotel room with the woman who you're going to marry, and her husband walks in. And adultery is a crime in the Philippines with a mandatory prison sentence. So the husband says,
arrested, and then you never see him again.
No, that's not what happens. The husband, it's a scam. So it's not about getting him arrested. The husband walks in and says, I never thought you would come over here, but you did. So you get out, and he makes his wife leave, and he sits down in the hotel room with Dave and says, you get me $20,000 American or I'm calling the police. You've got 24 hours. Go. Then what do you do? It's his choice, Jamie. But then what do you do when we get that phone call?
And your parents are retired. They're on a fixed income. It changes their future. It changes Jeff's future with his wife.
Yeah.
Cindy in Gainesville.
Yes, hi. I have an excellent story you really need to listen to. My brother got wiped out. The girl from the Philippines' name was Anna. She wiped him out of everything. She played him along for 3 years, and everything, something would happen, and then he had to send her money, and then she would promise him everything. And she wiped out his 401k, his kids' college funds that he had, and everything, and took that. And then even got my parents to put up another loan on their house.
Oh, God.
And then none of that ever came through. And then it turns out she was married to four different men from the United States, and she was scaring them all at the same time.
Oof.
Did he ever go over there, or did she do it all long distance?
No, he went over there, and then when he went over there, he was moved like 7 different locations, and then because he couldn't be seen with her with her other husbands, and then like he would fly back and then try to get this marriage thing situated, and then but what it boiled down to, after he got every penny of everybody that had, even my 401k, some got touched because he got stuck over there and couldn't get back, then she dumps him because he don't have no more money.
So is your brother so embarrassed by this he doesn't talk about it, or would he be willing to talk with Jeff and Dave?
My brother will talk because he is livid.
Yeah.
Right. And it's bad.
All right, hold on, okay? Can I get your information?
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Cindy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God, the calls won't stop, and every one of them is a scam. Ugh. Amber.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, I am Filipina. I was born here, but my mom and all the rest of my family is from the Philippines. It's not a scam. There are a lot of Filipinos trying to get out of the country because the country is very desperate. So it runs in our family. I have several family members who they try to marry into America, especially, you know, white males who are successful. But the difference is that they know that they will be taken care of, but they stay married for years. For decades. And again, I have several family members who have done just that, including my mother. Yes, they do. If they do end up getting married, they do tend to send a lot of money to the Philippines if their husband is willing. But it's not a typical scam that, you know, from other countries. She's not going to leave him. You know, if anything, she will get married. She will come over and they will stay married if he allows it.
All right. What part of the country is your family from? I'm just curious.
All over. From the very severe, the poorest parts, not Manila per se, but the parts where, I can't remember exactly.
That's fine. But, all right. Thank you, Amber.
Sure.
So right. Amber's situation would be the best case scenario.
Right.
If she was just trying to
get out of the country.
Use him to get out of the country.
She has three children. She has three sons still in school.
I know you're so stressed out. Sorry.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you. The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.